Good morning, beloveds. Psalm 89 from verse 46 to 48. And we've established, this is speaking about a person that's missed the mark. He's gone off track, and he's now nursing and rehearsing the problems. And where it's actually you've got to come to that place of nursing and rehearsing that which is beautiful, whatever is beautiful, whatever is lovely, whatever is good, think on these things. And so the quicker we can get there, the better. But let's just hear here again.
How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long will your wrath burn like fire? Remember how short my time is. For what vanity you have created all the children of man? What man can live and never see death? Who can deliver his soul from the power of Sheol?
Hallelujah. You see, he needs deliverance here from his soul. And your soul is your world, your intellect, and your emotions. So when we go off, when we fall off the highway of holiness, when we are not in tune with the Lord, then immediately the peace, the first thing to go is a lack of peace. And then later on can just be worth repercussions. And the secret is getting back into the vine, back in tune. I think of John 15, it says, if you abide in him and his words abide in you, this is Jesus the vine, you desire, you ask, and it is given to you. But then it also goes on to say the opposite. If you don't abide in him, if you're not conscious of him, you're not walking conscious of him, you're not keeping him in your thoughts, attitudes, and actions, then you're not tapped into the head. You are being seduced by the evil one. And then it says you're not in the vine, and therefore, and then you get picked up, by those outside. You fall into the old mindset and the old friend circle. And I'm talking about bad friends, wrong friends, still lost and not in the light. And then you gather together, and then you can even land up like branches going and get burnt. So the whole thing is you've got to arrest this as quick as possible. So when you start to the feeling the spirit of oppression, you've got to put on the garment of praise. And I just want to look to Jesus, the best example for us, and look at And let's look how he done it and how he got there very quickly. Sometimes we can take a long time to get to that place again of just knowing God loves us, knowing his peace, knowing his presence, knowing his provision. Where the worst thing Jesus went through was the crucifixion. And he knew he had to go. It was made aware of him. But he suffered just like me and you so that he can help us. And when it came closer to the time, we hear him say to the Father, remove this from me, take this cup away from me, but nevertheless, your will be done. And then we see, if we go look at that, the whole picture there, Jesus took his disciples, he left the whole bunch. They're in a group to watch and pray because he's trying to find, isn't there another way that I don't want to leave my father? I don't want to die. I don't want to go down to hell. Isn't there another way? Here's my disciples. And then he pulls out his three best disciples and he puts them in a little group. They're closer to him. And he tells them to watch and pray, and then he goes and pray himself, and we see his prayer, remove this from me, take this cup away, but not my will, your will be done. And then with that prayer, immediately we see, because remember, Jesus does nothing but what the Father tells him. The Father lets him go see his disciples, his best three boys, and they can't watch and pray for an hour. And you realize that he says the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So he sees they haven't the ability to overcome by themselves, even though they've been taught by the master himself. He's revealed everything that the father reveals to him, he reveals to them. He calls them no longer servants, but friends, brothers. And this happens three times. On the third time, Jesus realizes this is the confirmation. Yeah. His best boys can't even watch and pray. He needs to go pay the price. This is something that needs to happen so that all mankind can be strengthened in their inner man, and they can be in tune with their God, and they can walk with their God in obedience. And then immediately he says he needs to go and die. So what are we saying here? When if we have taken a dart from the evil one, if he's allowed us to think wrongly, so we can start speaking wrongly, acting wrongly, fall away from that plan that he's got for us, that will that he's got for us. That prayer is so important. Yeah, that's prayer saying, your will be done. And immediately you're putting the emphasis on this great God who knows all, sees all, is everywhere, and is all powerful, to reveal to you what is the situation, to reveal to you what is needed. And that's the best, because when you're praying for his will, you're praying to know what he knows. And this is eternal life, that you know the Father and you know the Son. Can we all understand that? I trust we can. It's children that want to walk with their father and want to have peace with their family, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so the quicker we come back to that, the better. So that prayer, your will be done, and then having your antennas up, your spirit, spiritual eyes and ears open to hear what God is saying, because that's ultimately what it's all about, walking together with them. And then whatever that problem was just becomes another lesson again of the bigness and the goodness of God. And isn't that what the Father wants from us? Amen.
Amen.